The Morning Minute is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life. The Biden administration is sending troops to the southern border. You know, the very secure, certainly closed, uninvaded, definitely not wide open border with Mexico. Why would we need 1,500 troops in such a safe place? One journalist had the same question I did. She asked White House Press Secretary KJP, why can't we just send social workers instead of military personnel?
If the president's priority is to treat the immigrants humanely, like you said, wouldn't he be sending social workers, psychologists, judges, lawyers to the border instead of sending active military personnel?
So look, I want to be clear, the active military, as I just explained to one of your colleagues here, it's been done for almost two decades now. It is a personnel that's performing administrative tasks, like data entry and warehouse support, that's what they're going to do.
Data entry? Warehouse support? KJP's answer to the question is really more reason to ask the question. But wait, just a minute. KJP said this is standard protocol. Happens all the time, at least in the past couple of decades. Nothing to see here. Let's take a trip down memory lane. Here's Kamala Harris decrying the horrible decision in 2018 to send troops to the border.
I thank the men and women who serve our military and serve in the United States Marine Corps. I also believe that the administration made a decision to deploy them based on a political agenda. And I believe that it is inappropriate to require the limited resources of the United States military to be used in such a way when these folks who are being deployed there, they've left their families. They will not be home, looks like, for Thanksgiving. And all because there needed to be some demonstration for the TV cameras based on a political agenda instead of what is a national security threat.
They're hypocrites by trade, you see. Listen to The Howie Carr Show today at 3 or watch the show live at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.